Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. The Gen 40 heaters are back in stock. With skyrocketing heating bills, they sold out and will go fast again. If you missed the last special, order fast and now at EdenPureDeals.com. For this week or until they run out, you can get the stylish and strong Eden Pure Gen 40 heater with code Howie50.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, The Spectator, and The Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. The number is 844-500-4242. And first off, happy, happy new year. I hope it's starting off great for everybody. And thank you so much for starting off your new year with us here at The Grace Curley Show. We always appreciate you listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. I'm very excited to see what 2023 has in store for The Grace Curley Show, for The Howie Carr Show, for everybody here at The Howie Carr Radio Network. And we're going to get right into it today. The lines, as I said, are open because this is one of those days where we're watching the House floor right now. We're watching these votes come in for Speaker of the House, and I really want to know what people are thinking. I really want to hear your predictions, and it might only last a short time, so if you have predictions, get them in now before we find out what happens. I'm going to give you mine, though, as we get into this. So, as I mentioned, starting off the show with some very important news regarding Congress, today's an important day for Republicans especially. They take over the House, and the votes for Speaker are expected to take place soon. I think they're already gathering there based off what I'm seeing on the live stream from Fox. The question remains right now, the question that's up in the air is, will Kevin McCarthy get his hands on that gavel that Nancy Pelosi, I'm sure, is holding on to very tightly as she makes her exit? There's been significant pushback from certain GOPers who are now being referred to as, and I really like this name. Yeah, it's not often I like names like these kind of catchy things. Never Kevins. I like it. You know, you've heard of Never Trumpers. I like Never Kevins. I think it's catchy. And some of the Never Kevins are Representatives Andy Biggs, Matt Gaetz, Ralph Norman, and some others. Now, they've pledged to vote against McCarthy, and they're very anti-McCarthy. So with the current standings, with all that being said, he does not have the votes. He needs 218, and as of today, what I've been reading from Fox and from other places is that he has 204. So there's a really good explanatory piece from Red State by this writer I'd never heard of, Terry Kristoff, but great writer, and basically breaking down how this could all shake out. Because a lot of us, I mean, this stuff happens so rarely, like every couple of years. A lot of us don't know the ins and outs of it, myself included. So I always look for a piece that's going to explain what's going to happen here, how this, the procedures, how this all works. And so I guess what I'm gathering is that if the 218 isn't reached, the voting continues until we get a new speaker. Now, this is where it could get dicey for Mr. McCarthy, because if he does not win on the first ballot, which it's looking like he won't, he either can start, you know, negotiating with the Never Kevins and trying to make deals with them, trying to grovel a little bit. Or, as Terry pointed out in, I'm actually not sure if it's a, I'm going to say her, Terry points out in her column, and I'm going to quote here, there is a scenario that sees McCarthy lose rather than gain support if he doesn't win on the first ballot. In other words, like, he's going to start bleeding support if he doesn't make it on that first try. Dark horse candidates may start building coalitions, stripping McCarthy of his votes. Now, some of the people thrown in there are, you know, Steve Scalise, Biggs, other people they think could be part of this situation. I think the first scenario, where maybe he doesn't get it on the first ballot, but he makes some concessions with these Republicans. He tells them, you know, that he'll do things differently. He grovels a bit, and then he ends up getting the votes. I think that's what's most likely. And also, some of those Republicans have said that they can be persuaded. So that's what I hope happens. I'm curious, though, and I think there are probably a lot of people out there listening, and this is, I want to hear from everyone, but especially people who are listening to me and saying, I hope that doesn't happen. I hope McCarthy does get blocked. I would love to hear the thought process there. Because I understand it to a degree. I understand the frustration with Kevin McCarthy. I am not impressed by him, really, in the least. But I don't believe, like when I saw Matt Gaetz today out there saying, and I'm paraphrasing here, Jared, I might get this quote wrong, but did he say something along the lines of having McCarthy's no better than having, or having Pelosi and McCarthy's like having the same thing? To me, that's just, now we're just getting kind of ridiculous. I'm not impressed by Kevin McCarthy, but I don't think he's made of the same stuff as Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, Lauren Boebert said the same thing. It's, he's on the Pelosi path to speakership.
Yeah, and, you know, that's the other thing. I understand that talking to the press is part of their jobs, but keep in mind, this is something Howie always brings up about Matt Gaetz. He at one point said he wants to be the AOC of the right. And ever since he said that, I take everything with a grain of salt. You know, I take everything. I understand that a huge part of his persona is being a showman and, you know, wanting those cameras on him, wanting that attention, being a little bit of a caricature. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I don't fault him for it. But when I see all those cameras out there and Lauren Boebert and him talking to the cameras, it's frustrating to me because in my mind, I'm like, we got to figure something out here. It's hard not to look at it and say, are you just trying to elevate your own status? Are you just trying to gain attention from this? Because grandstanding, I can't really stomach it to begin with. It's part of politics. But grandstanding right now, after 2 years of all of these promises of investigations, the only way these things start to happen is if we have a speaker. Now, of course, there's the other scenario, you know, because you talk about how, okay, so McCarthy could either win the speakership, or it could go to someone like Scalise. I don't think that's going to happen. But there's a third scenario here. And again, Terry Kristoff wrote, the longer the voting goes on, the more chances Hakeem Jeffries, I would add into Terry's writing here that she should say election denier Hakeem Jeffries, but I'm not an editor at at her outlet, so I'll let it slide. We'll have to put together a bipartisan coalition that sees him become speaker. That last scenario, which I think is unlikely, if it does happen, because, you know, nothing surprises me really anymore. It's 2023, guys. If you're still surprised by these things when they go haywire, you're not paying attention. I will say this, though. As much as I might not be shocked by it, I will be utterly disgusted by Republicans and their lack of strategy, their lack of competence, if we end up with Hakeem Jeffries as the Speaker of the House. Anyone who listens to this program knows that wouldn't be a new feeling for me. Utter disgust for Republicans. Probably not a new feeling for you either, if you're listening right now. But I digress. Let's just hope they can get it together and therefore, again, get the ball rolling on all of these investigations. Dr. Fauci, the origins of COVID, Hunter Biden, you know, Joe Biden. The list goes on and on of what we need to start opening up here and looking into. January 6th, that's a huge one for me. That's actually growing on my list of things I want to find out more about. Started off that I was like, ooh, Hunter Biden, let's get to the bottom of that. Now I'm almost thinking January 6th is more important to me to get to the bottom of, because they're using this as a perpetual way to win elections, and they're magnifying it where they want to and then completely ignoring other questions about it that a lot of us credulous boomer rubes have. So I would love to find out more on that front. These are all things that aren't going to happen while we're waiting to figure out who's going to be speaker. That's what's more important to me. I'd rather McCarthy with the gavel than Hakeem Jeffries. And I don't think I'm alone in that. My question now is, of course, what do you think is going to happen today? As I mentioned, the vote starts at noon. These things tend to take a while. There is a situation where this goes on for multiple days or even weeks. That's going to be our poll question a little bit later. I'm optimistic it won't drag out that long. But I'd love to hear what the listeners are making of this infighting and if you're enjoying it or if you're kind of rolling your eyes at it. Those are the kind of two responses I would think. I'm having rolling my eyes at this. Like, how are they going to bungle this now? Is there anything they can get right? Is the GOP hopeless? But there might be people out there listening going, I'm loving this. Good for them. Like, you know, this is, you know how sometimes when a Republican disappoints you so badly, like a Mitch McConnell, and I know he's Senate, so that's a different story. But you look at Mitch McConnell, and you do have that reaction when you're so disappointed with him with the omnibus bill, where you think, you know, I wouldn't even mind if the next time he was up for re-election, a Democrat beat him. Like, that's what he deserves. That's how much he's betrayed us. So you do have that reaction to these things sometimes with Kevin McCarthy, where you think, you know, you're a squish. People are sick of it. But I do think that for our own good, we got to put those feelings aside for a little bit and just let this thing get started. Are you happy that guys like Biggs and Gates are digging their heels in here? Or do you think they're shooting themselves and us in the foot with this play? The number is 844-500-4242. The lines are open. On a separate note, but a very huge story, which I'm sure a lot of people have already seen. It's all over the news, waiting on updates about this. A really scary, horrible situation occurred last night during one of the Monday night football games. It was the Bills versus the Bengals, and it was in Cincinnati. Damar Hamlin, who's the 24-year-old Bills safety, he tackled another player. It didn't look, when you saw the video, like it was anything out of the ordinary for football. It looked like a pretty standard tackle. But after the collision, he tried to stand up, and he fell back down to the ground. He suffered a cardiac arrest, and his heartbeat was restored on the field. And according to his agent, Jordan Rooney, his vitals, once they got him to the hospital, his vitals had returned to normal levels. The hospital has put him to sleep and given him a breathing tube while they kind of assess what's going on. So we're waiting on more updates for that. We are praying that this young man, 24 years old, I mean, sometimes you see these professional athletes, you just assume they're older because, you know, it's an incredible thing to make it into these major league or, you know, professional sports. And you hear 24, it's like, oh my gosh, these are kids, really. And we're just praying he's okay. It's a heartbreaking scenario. And it's one of several scary events the NFL has seen this season. You know, there's been a handful of things that have really made just the crowd go quiet and everyone kind of stop. And now the world is watching this. They suspended the game. People couldn't play after, for obvious reasons. But we will keep you posted on that and sending all our prayers to Damar Hamlin and his entire family. We're going to take your calls when we come back about Kevin McCarthy, the upcoming vote. We also have stories all over the map today, really. We got a Jeffrey Epstein story that I'm very, very intrigued by that I want to break down for you guys. SBF is in the news. Tons to get to. Tons of sound to play. Really excited to be back and to hear from you. My friends at Eden Pure are extending their Gen 40 heater special for one more week while supplies last. And Jared, I don't know about you, but I was using my heater this weekend, you know, on and off, because it's the weather can be so weird in New England where you don't want to get the heat going in your house all weekend if one day it's going to be a little warmer. So now I just keep it off and I just plug in my Gen 40 heater, and that gets me through, and it probably saves me more money than I even realize.
Yeah, that was what I noticed, especially Saturday. It was really kind of nice during the day, and then Sunday as well. But as the sun went down, which it does at 4 o'clock now, which is awesome.
Yeah, we love that.
it starts to get really cold in the house. And so, yeah, we turned on the Gen 40 in the room. We were happy with the living room this time. We turned it on, and we were nice and toasty. We could even pull the shades up.
Yeah, and it's a great, great device. It's not one of these bulky, kind of scary looking heaters. It's very sleek looking. I always say it reminds me of something you'd see in Mad Men. It's a very cool device, and it's infrared. It combines infrared and convective heat. Totally safe around kids and pets, and just something great to have if you're trying to stay warm this winter and trying to save money, which is two very hard things to do in New England and when Joe Biden is president. So definitely get your hands on this. We're very lucky that they're having a special deal that if you use code GRACE50 while you're at EdenPureDeals.com, you'll save $50. Eden Pure sold out of these heaters last year, so order early while supplies last. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, put in code GRACE50. Save today, be prepared for the cold temps. It's EdenPureDeals.com, code word GRACE50. Shipping is free. We will be right back with your calls, 844-500-4242. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Who's better than Grace Curley?
Nobody. Nobody. Nobody.
This is the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everybody. 844-500-4242. Feel free to call in and weigh in. We are waiting on this vote for who will be the Speaker of the House. The Republicans take over today, and they had a lot on their agenda they wanted to accomplish, but who knows if it's going to get done. Because if we know anything, I'm going to nail it right now, Jared. I'm going to start 2023 off by nailing an expression that I typically mess up every time. And I have nothing in front of me. I'm just going to try it. They snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. Did I get it? Are you sure?
You got it. That's it.
Oh, we are rolling, people. We are off to a good start. That's a good sign. Oh, and you know what? Because it's the new year, we had talked a lot about New Year's resolutions. I saw the craziest story. And first I saw it on the news this morning, and then I looked it up. You know that gym Equinox? I don't know how you pronounce it.
I believe it's Equinox.
I don't belong. It's a fancy person gym. And they had this thing where when people logged on January 1st and wanted to get memberships, they wouldn't let them. And the whole marketing idea behind it was, we don't speak January. Like, we don't want people at our gym who are just signing up because of a New Year's resolution. It was the most hardo, crazy thing I'd ever seen. And I don't know if it was a good idea or a bad idea, because here I am at the Grace Curley Show.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
Right. Like, I'm talking about it, so maybe it's working. But it was so smug, Jared. And, you know, for someone who I've joined gyms before, and there's actually a good gym in my town. It's an all-female gym. I don't know how that even works anymore. I don't know if that's even allowed. But it's very non-judgmental. That's like their whole thing. It's no judgment. And I still sometimes, you go in and you feel, if you're not someone who does it all the time, you feel kind of like a fish out of water. Feel like you don't belong. And if you're trying, if you're thinking to yourself, you know, I'm going to turn over a new leaf, I'm going to try this out, then you log on to the website and they're basically like, we don't want you, you pathetic loser poser, you fake fitness freak. I mean, talk about destroying people's confidence.
It's like karaoke night with Prestige Worldwide and Step Brothers. No, only come if you can sing.
Yeah, right. And you know what? I guess it's kind of a Jedi mind trick, because at the same time, it's like when a guy ignores a girl when they start dating. You know, you play her hot and cold. And the theory is, oh, you know, girls like it if you play hard to get. Maybe Equinox thinks they're playing hard to get here. But to me, it's just mean. I think what it's for is for the Equinox, you know, true Equinox members who go all the time and they're fit and they're fabulous and they wear their fancy gym clothes and they go to the steam room and they just live a wonderful, you know, Equinox lifestyle. For them, it's to say to them, really, hey, we're keeping out the whole, like, we're keeping out the regular Joe Schmoes. You know, we're not letting in anybody on January 1st. You're not going to have to fight for a treadmill because your neighbor decided to turn over a new leaf. But to me, I just felt like, oof.
Leg day for you, fatties.
That's what it felt like. And, you know, I always think to myself, I saw this clip once of this guy. He was a real fitness guru. And he said, the person who's the most impressive at the gym is the person who's really starting from scratch, who doesn't know anything, who's probably very insecure, but who shows up anyway, and who goes, and who tries. And to say to those people when they log on January 1st, try tomorrow, I would be like, no, thank you. I'll go for a walk. I don't need your fancy gym. It's like, what is this, Globo Gym? It's mean. I'd rather the other gym. What was the other gym called in that?
Average Joe's gym.
I want an Average Joe's gym. That would be the kind of gym I would sign up for. I wouldn't sign up for a gym that was playing mind games with me. Tell me I'm not good enough for them. I see people on the lines want to talk about Kevin McCarthy. I don't blame you. I do not have time in this segment. And one of my New Year's resolutions is to not take people and then not give them adequate time to share their opinion. So if you were on the line right now to talk about Kevin McCarthy, stay on the line. We're going to give you plenty of time to talk when we come back. The number is 844-500-4242. So much more show to get to in the new year. Don't go anywhere.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
McCarthy, two of the votes for Speaker locked in tomorrow.
I think we're going to have a good day tomorrow.
Not a yes or a no, because he doesn't have the votes. But that was Kevin McCarthy. I am hoping that by the end of today, he gets them. We're going to talk about the timeline, how long we think this is going to last in just a minute. But first, I want to go to the callers. Mr. Garcia, welcome to the Grace Curley Show. How you doing? How you feeling?
I feel fantastic. I had the procedure on last week. I'm doing fantastic. Thank you, your prayer. And everything came fantastic. The doctor said it was great.
Oh, good.
Thank you for your prayer.
Yeah, Mr. Garcia, I just want to tell you before you say your point, a lot of people here at the Grace Curley Show and the Howie Carr Show were also calling in, sending you their prayers, and this is a great start to 2023. We're happy you're feeling good. But go ahead, make your point.
Oh, great. Thank you. I want to ask you a question. Is McCarthy going to be a Speaker of the House? If he don't do nothing until January 31st, January, this month. You don't do nothing to 30th and impeach Trump, not impeach, not Trump, Biden, or laptop his son. He remind me as a manager at Wendy restaurant. You don't look as a speaker, you look a manager at the Wendy restaurant.
Yeah.
McCarthy.
A lot of people are unhappy with Kevin McCarthy, especially after the midterms. I mean, obviously, we did win back the House, but it was not in the fashion that a lot of Republicans wanted. People are questioning his ability to lead. But I think that hopefully, and this is just, you know, I keep saying that word hopefully because I'm very optimistic. Maybe it's the new year. Maybe it's just Grace Curley. But I'm hopeful that all of this pushback he's received has kind of woken him up to the fact that if you want to stay in this position, if you want the respect of the Republican base, you've got to be a fighter. And I'm hoping it's kind of lit a fire under his behind. I don't know if that's the case. He is a swamp creature. They're all swamp creatures. I'm almost convinced of it at this point. But Mr. Garcia, I'm hopeful that if he gets in there and we do so in a timely fashion, we can get some of these investigations underway. And there's just, you know, you almost have to be, you'd have to have a new level of stupidity to have all of these scenarios. Like, you've got Fauci, you've got Hunter Biden, you've got January 6th, you have all of these things that are just dying to be investigated, you know, dying to have information released to the public. If you bungle that, if you mess that up, then there's really nothing left to be said for the Republican Party. So that remains to be seen. I never put it past them to mess something up, but I'm hoping they won't.
Not to mention 87,000 IRS agents you told us were going to be fired on day one.
Right.
If you won the House. It's day one.
Yeah.
Let's get it firing.
All right. Promises, promises. Todd, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Todd.
Hey, Grace.
Hey, what's going on?
Happy New Year.
Right,
yeah,
back at
I just
you.
Wanted to talk. As for Kevin McCarthy, I think most of us as Republicans are not thrilled about Kevin McCarthy. But hopefully the bottom line is you want unity in the party. That's the one thing you want. You want everybody marching together. And if we think McCarthy can do that, then vote him in. But, you know, at the same time, like you were saying with the swamp creatures, you know, let's hope that they, you know, have some guts and they hit the ground running, ultimately. So.
No, really good points, Todd. And what you just said about unity, I think this opens up the whole conversation, which I've been wondering for years now. And I remember being young and my mom actually telling me this. She said, say what you want about the Democrats, but they stick together. And that's a super strength. It's a super strength in life. You know, people who can stick it out and stick together and stay loyal. You might disagree with each other, but to represent or to show off a united front gives you some real strength and some real leverage in the political world. And Republicans suck at it. And Democrats are so good at it. I mean, I can't stand Nancy Pelosi. Right? She wrote a letter, you know, a sign-off. She's going to be like Dr. Fauci. We're going to get about 6,000 goodbyes. The Rolling Stones, you know, goodbye tour of Nancy Pelosi. But damn, I got to give the woman props. She dealt with a lot of different personalities. She dealt with a lot of annoying people in her party. And she managed to rule that thing with an iron fist. She managed to get things done. I don't like everything she got done. I don't like most of what she got done. But you can't argue with the fact that she was an effective leader. And that's what we need. And I think people are probably really sick of hearing me say, listen, I understand that you're annoyed, but this is what we have to do as far as strategy goes. I'm almost sick of hearing myself say it, because you get to a point where it's like, well, why? You know, why can't we make a stand? Why can't we make Kevin McCarthy and these other rhinos understand that they've disappointed us? But you have to think about the long game. You know, that's what Democrats do a lot of the time. They think about the long game. Not all the time, but they stick together. And we got to get that under control, because if we start this up, this infighting, it's giving them exactly what they want on a silver platter. It's almost too delicious for Democrats to see this unfolding in the Republican Party. And I don't want to give them that satisfaction. Bill, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, I just was listening to Mr. Garcia, and he referenced Kevin McCarthy looks like a manager of a Wendy's. What's wrong with being a manager of a Wendy's? At least the manager of a Wendy's working.
Absolutely. I was thinking the same thing. I didn't want to be too critical, because I understood that he was expressing his disappointment to Kevin McCarthy. But I was thinking the same thing. Like, being the manager of a Wendy's, you got to delegate. You got to make sure people are doing their jobs. And I don't look my nose down at anybody for doing anything like that, because job's a job, especially in this economy. Bill, you have anything else, or just that?
No, straighten them out, these callers that are critical of people that are working in the future. I mean, Wendy's is a very important position in the community, as you probably know.
Yeah, I love Wendy's. I love me a Frosty. No, absolutely. Absolutely, Bill. And I really agree with that sentiment. There's dignity, not to sound like Joe Biden or his grandfather, or his great-grandfather, or his Uncle Frank, but there's dignity in all work. And you've heard me say that before, and I fully believe it. 844-500-4242. So we're talking about Kevin McCarthy. It's looking like Matt Gaetz, Lauren Boebert, these other people, they're being called the Never Kevins, which I like. I like that name. They're not backing down. And I guess my other question for people is, do you think, when I really ponder this, maybe it doesn't even matter, and maybe I'll pose it to Jared first, and then we'll let people weigh in on the calls, but do you think that they're opposing McCarthy more out of principles and out of how they feel, or more for their reputations and to gain a little bit of star traction in the Republican Party?
I'm always going to go with option B, because anybody in D.C., as much as I even like them, I don't think any of them operate solely based on their principles, even the ones I like. I think this is, to a degree, grandstanding.
Yeah.
But also at the same time, it's problematic of, you know, this power overreach. It's like, oh, well, you know, because they consider themselves, quote unquote, America First candidates. And it's like, well, you know, now we have to go America First all the way. And I love disarray in D.C. Like, if nothing is getting done in Congress, it's my favorite time of the year. But I think they're overplaying their hand a little bit and being not quite thinking critically enough about this. And I think in this situation, this could be a battle for another time. I mean, just because he gets nominated to be the speaker now and becomes the speaker doesn't necessarily mean that it's ironclad he's the speaker forever. They could try to impeach. They could remove. There are other things they can do. If they really want to get to the bottom of all this stuff, coalesce into this unit, get the power, get into power, and then from there, figure it out.
Yeah, and you know what it is for me is, it's fine to be tough. It's fine to be mad. It's fine to, you know, stand your ground. But does it always have to come at the expense of us winning it all? Like, does it have to be right now? Be this tough. Be this angry, you know? Be this adamant about things once we're in power. Like, don't do it now when we're almost at the finish line to make a stand and you're really setting us, you know, 10 feet back. That's just how I see it. I want to play some of these cuts,
don't drop
though.
Off the Trojan horse at the gates because you want it made out of a different kind of wood. Just get the thing in there.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Let's play Lauren Boebert. This was today. She was speaking to the press about Kevin McCarthy. And you all can make your own decision. Do you think this is grandstanding? Do you think this is Boebert and Gates, who are known for trying to make a splash? Are they just trying to get attention here? Are they just trying to boost their own, you know, profiles? Or do they actually believe this is a smart strategy move? This is Cut 13.
And so now here we are being sworn at instead of being sworn in. And we could have had this solved months ago. I have been working every day to unify the Republican Party for the American people. And yesterday, we had a deal that was not a selfish deal in any way for Kevin McCarthy to get him the gavel on the first ballot. And he eagerly dismissed us.
You know, 617 here says, I'm not in support of McCarthy. I think the only reason Trump supported him is because McCarthy promised him that his first action would be to start impeachment of Biden. But McCarthy is supported by Paul Ryan, and we know that he is a rhino. If they are in cahoots along with Fox, that's not a good thing for any of us. A lot of people like Stephanie, I think that might be Elise Stefanik, or maybe MTG. Here's my response to that. I see a lot of people tweeting about how maybe Trump will be speaker, or maybe this, or maybe that. And I'm not here to rain on anybody's parade, but I'm also not here to sell you fantasies. I'm not here to indulge the, well, what if this, or wouldn't it be cool if this? I got to operate in reality here. And we need this to get done. And right now, Kevin McCarthy looks like the best bet of it. And it's not like, oh, well, if it's not Kevin McCarthy, then maybe it will be Steve Scalise. Yeah, that's one option, but maybe it will be Hakeem Jeffries. And I will not allow an election denier to be the Speaker of the House. Oh, well, I guess Nancy Pelosi was the last speaker, so it's already happened. But still, I'm going to take a stand on that. 844-500-4242. Just another thing I wanted to throw in here before we go to break is that Elon Musk has said that he's going to release the Fauci files on Twitter this week. And I am so excited for this. This is a tease that I'm actually looking forward to. This is something that, you know, if you had asked me this, Jared, I thought we already got the Fauci files. I thought the COVID files about all of the censoring of doctors, a lot of doctors who, by the way, appeared on Howie's show, and they were citing information from the CDC. That's what was getting them banned. I thought all the stories about blacklisting, all of this, I thought that was part of the Fauci files. But apparently Musk has more, because Juanita Broderick tweeted at him and said, waiting for hashtag Fauci files. And he replied back, later this week. He also said, hope you're having a great day one of 2023. One thing's for sure, it won't be boring. I was asked on Friday, I did a hit, and I was asked, what was your biggest story of 2022? And Ben Weingarten was also on the hit, and he got to go first, which... That's always, you know, a risk when someone else gets to answer the question first. He said the Twitter files. And normally I'd pivot and pick a different one, but I couldn't. I was like, that's my big story of 2022. Musk and these Twitter files, it doesn't get better than this. It's just exposing all of this corruption and censorship and how the media went for this hook, line, and sinker, how they ignored all of these big bombshells from Fauci to Hunter to elections, you name it. They ignored it. They buried it. They spiked it. And I don't know what these new files are going to have on Fauci, but I am thrilled. I am thrilled because I predicted last year, so last week, that if you thought we saw the last of Fauci, you were wrong. Fauci is, this is going to be his Meghan Markle and, Prince Harry year. He is just starting off. I'm talking documentaries, speaking tours, merch, books. We're going to see him so much. So I hope these Fauci files tell us a little bit more about the good doctor. Many of us think of Cape Cod as the place to be during the summer, but you know what? It's super special during the off-season too, especially if you're staying at the ocean side at the Nauset Beach Inn. This is a beautiful spot to stay all year round, but really right now because you can get a reservation at a restaurant, you can walk the beach, you can take in a little bit of tranquility, have a peaceful weekend away. A lot of people are so stressed out during the holiday seasons. And then afterwards, you need a little break. You need a time to yourself. Maybe go away with your husband or your wife and just enjoy some of nature, some of the ocean, some of the peacefulness of Cape Cod. It's really a perfect spot. And they have special winter rates. So it's $119.99 on weekdays, $149.99 a night on weekends. And, you know, there were some days this week, Jared, where if you were at the Nauset Beach Inn, you could have taken a walk on the beach and it would have felt like a spring day.
Yeah, it's the perfect time to be tranquil after the holidays. That's what we're all looking for. A little tranquility, a little peace, and the Nauset Beach Inn is the place to do it. If it's today where it's a little misty, a little foggy, a little rainy, you don't really feel like going outside, you can stay inside warm with a fireplace. If you want to brave the outside, they have fire pits outside. So they're gas fire pits. You turn them on, you can be warm outside. You can watch the sunrise if the sun is going to come out. You can see moonrise at night. You can see the stars. It's the perfect place to be, and you are on the beach. I mean, you are just steps from being at the water.
And reservations fill up quickly. Again, these winter rates are excellent. I mean, you really can't get these rates anywhere, but on Cape Cod, it would be really tough to find anything better than this. It's $119.99 on weekdays, $149.99 a night on weekends. Now, these reservations, for obvious reasons, fill up very quickly. Book early at NausetBeachInn.com. That's NausetBeachInn.com. 844-500-4242. 207 says, I don't like McCarthy, but the anti-McCarthy are slime balls and don't care about America, just themselves. All right, so we're kind of getting a mixed bag here of responses to Kevin McCarthy. We'll take more of your calls on this when we come back. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Hello, Wendy. This is Kevin's friend, Michael.
This isn't Wendy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Could you put her on, please?
Dude, this is a Wendy's restaurant.
You're listening to the Grace Curley Show. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Plan your winter getaway now at the Nauset Beach Inn. Ocean view rooms are priced from just $119.99 during the week and $149.99 a night on weekends through March. So book online at NausetBeachInn.com. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
How long will it be before the Speaker of the House is chosen? By the end of the show, by the end of the week, or longer than a week?
By the end of the week.
52% believe it will be by the end of the week. 29% think it will be longer than a week. And 19% say by the end of the show.
Richard, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Richard.
Hi. I'm totally in favor of the effort to block these rhinos from being in charge. We're in a cultural fight to the death. I think we're not seeing the forest for the trees as a group. And I'll just give you one example. The argument's been made that governmental bodies have taken over our children during the school day, and the results of that are critical race theory, drag queen story hour, and gender affirmation.
Right, but Richard, would you rather, my question for you is, would you rather Hakeem Jeffries be the Speaker of the House?
Hakeem Jeffries is not going to be elected. You know, that's as likely as Scalise or anything else. And if he is, then we're totally out of our minds. You know, they're a cult. Their side is a cult. We are not a cult. We are independent thinkers. And as a result of that, we have trouble getting organized. But if we don't get focused and get organized, and
yeah,
get
but blocking Kevin McCarthy is not getting organized. This is going to delay it. This could delay it months, Richard. This could delay all these investigations that we were promised for months. And so we can get Steve Scalise a speaker, who honestly, I don't think he's going to be that much of a different speaker than Kevin McCarthy. I mean, I hate to break that to people. I like Steve Scalise, but I don't think any of these other options are going to be that groundbreaking either. I appreciate the call, though, Richard. I do see where you're coming from. 844-500-4242. When we come back, we're going to talk about Portland, global warming, and Jeffrey Epstein. Don't go anywhere.